So we're at the end of our second friendly after our European games against Derry, and we've had two tough but two rewarding 3-2 victories. Ian, you've been happy with how the first two friendlies for our Welsh Premier League season has gone?
Yeah, it's been, today it was 3-2, last week it was 2-1, so that's a mistake on your behalf. But listen, we knew it would be a tough game today. Carnarvon have strengthened considerably. They're a good team anyway, run by good people, so we knew it would be a really good test for us today, and I'm delighted to win the game. But you know, it was a good workout again for us. Our full-backs got on the ball and got forward, so from a fitness point of view it was good, and from a performance point of view I thought we did well.
There was a few good performances. I mean, for me, Craig Williams had a very good game. Was there any performances that stood out for you today?
No, I think it's just that bit of quality in the final third we had in the second half. You know, Jeff Calloway's touch for the third goal on the cross for Mark Jones was outstanding. Mark got in front of his man and put the ball in the back of the net, first time of asking. So that was a good goal. I thought our second goal was a good goal. Well worked. Jeff headed the ball back again to Chris Venables. And, you know, we want to be hearing these names on the score sheet next season and creating chances and goals. You've Venables, Calloway's, Craig's, you know, Mark Jones's. We've got them in at our disposal. So it's important that we, you know, we score as many goals as we can.
Apart from the missing Luke Sherbourne today, with our players starting 1-11, apart from him, do you have a clearer first 11 in mind now, as we're only, 3 weeks away before the start of the season?
No, there's still places up for grabs, I know that. Still places up for grabs, and the players need to go and demonstrate that they're worthy of that shirt the first game of the season. Nothing's given to players, and nothing should be given to any players, but I think, you know, a few of them demonstrated their worth today with the quality of their play in and out of possession. Even though we conceded two sloppy goals, we need to cut that out. That's important that we do that earlier rather than later.
And then looking quickly back to last week, we can see that the squad can play in positions that maybe we didn't think. Thomas Ateo did very well last week at left back in the last 20 minutes. So is it good to know that you've got players who can fill in different positions during the season?
That's what we need. We had a small squad last season and players were asked to play in differing positions, and it'll be the same again. So that's something we look at when we bring players to the club, is can they play more than one position? Now, Craig Williams started at left wing, he played right wing, he played left back. So there's three positions he's played in one game. Jeff Calloway's played on both wings within that game. So we've got players, we've got flexible players, which is important. And also it keeps the opposition guessing as well when you can play players in different positions. They're not quite sure whether players are going to pop up and play on the park. So it gives the opposition a problem as well.